In Syria, there's a mix of Sunni and Shia and Alawite and Christians. And the big ethnic Kurdish populations in the north of Syria and Iraq. And all of these people hate each other. Now, the US war in Iraq and the civil war in Syria has stirred the whole thing up. Now, in Iraq, Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, while most of the population is Shia. And Saddam was very unpleasant to the majority Shias. And the US removed Saddam and his army, and Washington then oversaw the establishment of a new government that's controlled by the Shias, who are the majority. And they have subsequently disregarded the rights and been beastly to the Sunnis, just as Saddam had disregarded the rights of the Shias. So now the very annoyed Sunnis came together under the banner of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they hate the Shia majority, but they also hate the moderate Sunnis who don't think that they are Sunni enough. And this led to civil war. And then the US piled more troops in and started paying Sunni tribal leaders and their fighters to turn their guns on their fellow Sunnis in Al-Qaeda, which was made up of the army that the US tried to destroy when they removed Saddam, who was a Sunni, who was unpleasant to the majority Shias. And now the Shias are in charge and they're unpleasant to the minority Sunnis. Are you with me so far?
No.
Now, the US forces left Iraq in 2011 and Al-Qaeda regrouped in the Sunni regions of Iraq and became Islamic State, which also spread into neighboring Syria under cover of the chaos of the civil war there, which had already been going on for 5 years. So Saddam was a Sunni who ruled over the Shias, and the US killed Saddam, and the new government is Shia, who now rule over the Sunnis. And Saddam's army became Al-Qaeda, and America has been fighting Al-Qaeda because they didn't kill them all off. And like a germ that gets stronger if you attack it but don't kill it, Al-Qaeda took a trip from Iraq to Syria and then became ISIS. And everybody still hates everybody else. Is that clear?
Negative.
Now, it gets complicated.
Oh no!
The US has been bombing IS positions and now France and Russia have joined in the effort and we're about to as well. Now the US and Saudi Arabia and Turkey and us want Syria's ruler Bashar al-Assad removed, and Russia and Iran say that he must stay. Now Assad is Shia, and he is nasty to the Sunni majority in Syria, and ISIS is Sunni just like Saddam Hussein was. So Saddam's old army is now fighting Assad because the Sunnis hate the Shias, and the Shias hate the Sunnis, and everybody hates the Kurds. Oh, did I mention the Kurds? The chaos in Iraq and Syria is complicated further because the Kurds want their own land. And there are a lot of them in northern Iraq and Syria and Iran and Turkey, where they've been at war with the Turkish. And the Kurds have been on side with the US battling ISIS. But as the Kurds are against Turkey, this is a problem because Turkey is a member of NATO, and the US and every other member of NATO is vowed to protect any other NATO country that's attacked. So the US and ourselves are helping the Kurds attack ISIS, but we might be helping Turkey attack the Kurds before you know it. Meanwhile, Turkey is an enemy of Assad, but they're also the enemy of the Shia government in Baghdad, which is backed by the US. Any questions so far? So the Shias hate the Sunnis, and they've been killing each other for the past 1,300 years because that's what God wants, apparently. And the Kurds want to create a country for themselves, and they want the oil-rich parts of the countries that they are already in for their land, specifically Iraq. And even if we do beat ISIS, this soup of hot confusion will still boil away, and peace and serenity will not break out. And any solution will involve the mass movement of millions of people as the lines on the map are redrawn, and all the arguments and the warring that will involve. I say this will all be fixed by Christmas. Who's with me?